Into the Pyramid by Tony Bradman. Illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Micro World and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. Together they have to defeat the bites, collect the code keys, rescue Macro Marvel. Stop Code. Save the world. Code key. 11 collected. Look at the map on page 4. You are in the Pyramid Peril Zone.
Before you read. Sound checker. Sounds to remember when you are reading this book. Sh. K. I. Word alert. Blend the sounds. Remember the sounds you have practiced. Brochure. Echo. School. Egypt. Into the zone. What do you think the Pyramid Peril Zone will be like? Do you know what pyramids were used for in ancient Egypt?
Pyramid Peril. Team X, Minnie and Rex reached the next zone. Look at the massive pyramids, cried Tiger. We studied the pyramids in Egypt at school, said Ant. I hope we can go inside these ones. I'll look them up in the brochure on my gizmo, said Minnie. Pyramid Peril. Take an amazing ride deep inside a huge pyramid. You won't believe your eyes. The ride will take you through many chambers. You'll see paintings on the walls, statues and treasure chests. If you look carefully, you'll see scarab beetles scuttling across the floor. Enjoy the thrill as you rattle through secret passages. Look out for steep chutes. Shoot. Try not to scream. The echo will be very loud. You can see a pyramid being made. Look at the mites lifting huge stones. It's a very tiring job. You can also take a ride in the desert. I can't wait to go inside a pyramid, said Ant eagerly. It will be fun, but let's all remember what we have to do, said Max. We must find the bite and the code key as quickly as possible.
Now you have read Pyramid Peril. Take a closer look. Imagine you are on the Pyramid Peril ride. What can you hear, see, smell, and touch? How do you feel? Thinking time. Do you think Pyramid Peril is a good name for this zone? Explain your answer. I think pyramids are fascinating. Before you read. Word alert. Read the words. Remember the sounds you practiced in Pyramid Peril. Shoot. Headache. Chaos. Pyramid. Look out for other words that include these sounds when you are reading. What does it mean? Chariot. A wheeled cart. Chaos. Confusion and disorder. Into the zone. Do you know what an echo sounds like? What would you expect to find inside a pyramid?
Into the Darkness, Chapter 1, A Thrilling Ride. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex jumped into some carts. "This is a cool machine," cried Cat, as the carts raced into the pyramid. The carts came to a stop just before a long chute. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex climbed out. "I think we should take a look down there," said Max, pointing to a dark passage. They made their way along the shadowy passage. "Where's Cat?" asked Minnie. "Boo!" yelled Cat suddenly, making everyone jump. "Hey, listen to that," said Cat. "What a great echo!" "Echo!" she yelled again, and they heard, "Echo! Echo! Echo!" "Stop it, Cat! You're giving me a headache," said Max. "You should take this more seriously, Cat," said Minnie. "We're here to get the code key and save my dad. Playing around with echoes doesn't help us at all." The passage opened into a large chamber. Pictures covered the walls. There was a treasure chest, strange statues, and several mummies in cases. "Look, there's even a chariot," said Max. "We didn't see that in the brochure." Just then, Rex began scrabbling round in a corner. They went over to see what he was doing. Suddenly, a wave of scarab beetles came scuttling out of the wall. Chapter 2. Traps. "These are no ordinary beetles," said Cat. "They're chasing us. Run!" There was chaos as a never-ending sea of beetles surged towards them. Suddenly, a loud grinding noise filled the chamber. "What was that?" asked Minnie, clutching Rex in fear. "Whatever it was, it frightened the beetles," said Max. "Look, they're going back into the hole." There was a loud clunk as sand gushed out from behind the mummy. "What's happening?" shouted Max. "I think the beetles and the sand are traps set by the bite," said Cat. "You probably set off the traps when you were playing with the echo," said Minnie. The sand kept flowing, almost filling the chamber. "Quick, let's get out of here before it's too late," said Max. Chapter 3. Race Against Time. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex raced back through the passage as quickly as they could. They jumped into the carts and headed for the exit. When they got to the door, It was beginning to close. "We're not going to make it through," yelled Max. "We've got to stop." "Oh, no," said Cat, closing her eyes and waiting for the impact. Then Rex jumped out in front of the carts. He used his feet as anchors, digging them into the sand. The carts stopped just in time. "Well done, Rex," said Minnie, relieved. "Just one thing," said Cat. "Now we're trapped inside the pyramid."
Now you have read Into the Darkness. Take a closer look. Finish this sentence. Rex stopped the cart by... Thinking time. Read page 19 again. Can you explain why Minnie was annoyed with Cat? "I wish I hadn't set off those traps."